Somebody said, how can you believe what they believe about the Mass? And I said, well, Jesus said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I'll raise them up in the last day. My flesh is food indeed. My blood is drink indeed. And for some reason, Protestants often develop a kind of unconscious reading habit of skimming over and missing the meaning of verses that are blatantly Catholic. So I had the privilege and the difficulty of sharing with my close friends these passages. One of my good friends from seminary, I didn't know this at the time, was suggesting to my wife that she consider divorce. He talked to her as a pastor, and I guess he was seriously urging her to consider that. I can't tell you his name because he's now a Presbyterian pastor about a half centimeter away from joining the Roman Catholic Church. I want to encourage you. I'm not going to encourage you to go get PhDs in theology. I'm not going to encourage you to go back and reinvent all the wheels. You don't have to. God has blessed you. I want to encourage you to give thanks to our Lord for what He has in fact given you. Sometimes it takes an immigrant to really explain patriotism to natives. Sometimes it takes a convert to explain to cradle Catholics the greatness of their faith. I don't mean in any way to be arrogant in that. I don't mean in any way to suggest that I'm any better. I'm not. But I do wish to share, and I wish to encourage you to go out into the deep, to dig in to what you have as a legacy, a living heritage, to study sacred scripture. I don't know if you've ever read Vatican II documents, but there's one of my favorites. It's one the Church gave us all about divine revelation. And this might be news to some Catholics, but the Vatican II Council Fathers said this: the Church has always venerated the divine scriptures just as she venerates the body of the Lord. Since, especially in the sacred liturgy, she unceasingly receives and offers to the faithful the bread of life from the table, both of God's Word and of Christ's body. Do we venerate sacred scripture, or do we treat it like it's a Protestant book or off limits to the faithful? Do we see that it's the bread of life, that it's Christ's Word to us, love letters from our Heavenly Father, written to the children that He has purchased with His own body and blood to bring us back into His own family? I don't mean to preach. I really just wish to share tonight. But I want to say this, that whoever you are, wherever you're at, you can do a lot to help people out there. Protestants who don't understand the Roman Catholic Church, ex-Catholics who are now Protestants who never did understand the Catholic Church, right? See the beauty and the simple truth of the Catholic faith. How? I'll give you three basic pointers or tips. First of all, prayer. Weekly Mass, leading a sacramental life, allowing the Holy Spirit to use all of the means of grace at your disposal, all those things that Christ died to give us. Just avail yourselves of those graces. Second, read the Bible. Not books at a time, but a few passages, a few verses every day in the evening. The third thing I would recommend is that you be the best friend, the best neighbor, the best worker, the best teacher, the best parent, the best person you can be. Because it's that slow and steady witness that really wins the hearts of people who see you in the long haul, living it out and struggling daily to be a better child of God, and to allow the Father's grace, the Holy Spirit, to live life in you. When you do those three things, you will have a powerful effect that no one will ever be able to measure. But I want you to take home tonight one thought. Pray about what you can do to be a witness to the glory and the truth of the Catholic faith. Every little bit helps. And you'll never know how much you help people just by being faithful in the little things. Being a good friend, being a good spouse, a good neighbor, reading the Bible, getting to know the Word of Christ, and then living a sacramental life in the Church, praying every day, and being faithful in those little things. Once again, I thank you very much for the opportunity and the privilege to share. with you tonight.